take a fancy cat and up to you. I'll throw it down.
What, the neck comb?
Mm.
I'll throw it up.
I made a cup of tea.
Thank you, dear.
Very kind of you.
I'm sure you don't want any breakfast.
No.
Nothing at all.
No.
You'll be hungry.
Good.
Eh?
Good.
Do you mean good, you silly? It's about getting really hungry.
Do you want food? No, then.
Nothing.
Had my tea last night. Beer and a few sandwiches last night. I might have a biscuit. Just a bit of a tea, I suppose. No things about at all.
No, no spare for yet.
No,
great.
No.
Order's not completed, you've got to stay at it is.
Up yours, mate. I'm going home and tell the clerk and that's it. Well, I know you might. Might stay behind me.
Probably would. I had that yesterday. What's our postcode?
PP14 7BB.
He was looking for it on a list. So that's P14, I don't know the rest of it. He looked on a list, he had it. He put 7 something.
7PG. I can always remember it.
Are you good at remembering numbers?
Well, yeah, but I just think it's PA14, half of 14 is 7, and then T. PG. Got a drink?
Yes, darling.
So that's how I remember it. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very strange. You are strange.
Very strange, dear. Very strange.
And you always remember numbers. Don't you, car numbers and telephone numbers? And
car numbers are remembered more by the letters than the numbers. Unless there are a specific set of numbers.
When they come round at work and say, this car's blocked in, and I say, I'll go and ask Stuart, he'll probably know. Because you're blue, it's a blue something or other, and this is the number. Go and ask everybody. They're going to ask Stuart or Bill then, but they know most of them. I would know one from another.
Well, yes, so I can associate the letters with the car, and the letters with the car go together. And then the numbers I don't remember that well. Some of them I do. The just the, now the, with the change of the changeover, they always used to be the letters followed by the numbers, now they've got the initial letter followed by the number, then the letters. Just to say, you associate the car and the number together. It would throw me completely if you change somebody's number plate over. If you put Tina's number plate on another car, and vice versa, that would throw it. I'd probably look at it and think, you know, oh, somebody's got a new car, or that looks familiar, but it's not the right car, so I wouldn't think about it. Even though I know Tina's a C211YCL, if it was on a different car, I'd probably look at it and think,
it's not right,
it's not Tina's. So I wouldn't think that just a trait.
I wouldn't know if she is, if she's at work or at home.
Don't really care, to tell you the truth, in a way. But.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, no, I care. I care if Tina's not well, and I hope she gets better soon, but. I don't care about work and them being in a muddle, no,
definitely not.
They'll get on with it.
That's not very nice.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Why isn't it?
Because it isn't.
Well, if a lot of others were off, we'd have to cope somehow, wouldn't we? So, there you go. Just because we're off, and possibly team and that was off, so. They'll just have to struggle on as if we were there and a lot of others were off. Don't you agree?
Yes, no.
Right, so what's on the agenda for today?
Where are we going shopping?
Where are we going shopping?
Have you already taken me shopping?
Where? Have you been shopping?
Where? At this stage, no point in going to dinner for going at Mumbles.
Where?
Wherever you wish to take me.
Where would Anne like to go?
A lot of choice. I don't like Tesco as at Whiz Beach because it's too bit up.
Right.
So it's Gateway, Auburn and Rainbow. I suppose we could go down the rainbow and have a look at that microwave. But I'll have to go into town first. I don't think they'll give you the shopping for nothing, because there's no bank down the rainbow. Well, maybe it's a co-op bank, but I don't think they'll let me have some money out of it.
Maybe not.
Since I'm put an account with them, I don't think they'll say well you can have some anyway.
No.
No.
And then we're going into town.
We've got to go into town. Yes, Tidgins, and see if we can view something today.
Excellent.
In the folder, the ones that we are definitely interested in, and underneath the ones that we are not so interested in.
Yeah, there we go. There's one down, that one down is with town, so I'm just trying to figure out which one it is. 120.
I don't know if that isn't. What we call it, she died not long ago. Hers was mum's. It's perhaps dad's moved out. Oh, you know, the hammer that was there, and I showed quite close to her. Oh, what was her name? Oh, Hazel's mother.
Hazel's mother?
Little old lady went to Salvation Army, I was wearing a little hat. Because you know her as well. When I said, oh my God, she's died, and you said, oh, I know her.
you just got the Salvation Army?
Yes, but I'm the Salvation Army. I was a small little man. I can remember her kids and I can't remember her name. Oh, Hazel and Terry, mother-in-law's brother Terry, fire officer at Wisbeach, it's his mother-in-law. And she died on a few months ago.
Oh yeah, here we are, 120. Ah, the one in from the end. They don't talk about this with terrorists. So that is a positive. I was just wondering which one it was, because I know some of them are a bit, a bit dodgy. I knew they had a lot of trouble with one of them, but near Helen's End. There was one there that was empty and for a long, long while. The builders started building, knocking it about.
And then,
they ran out of money. The builder ran out of money, and it was just a shell. Nothing in it. No windows, no doors, no nothing. You completely gutted it to make it all, to renovate it, and then ran out of money, and then it just stood there, completely empty. And can you imagine a house in the open air in winter?
It wouldn't
look like a good, no, exactly.
It would work, and.
Yes, exactly.
And even the brickwork.
No.
It wouldn't damp. We've got to be back to Mum's for about 3 o'clock time at the latest.
Well, that's when she's. That's when she's spotted. She just sort of. She didn't mean it, but it was a thought that
we were. Somebody would probably run about rather than biking. We'll see. I mean, if we could make an appointment, say 3:15 or 3:30 to see Sefton Avenue. We'll be up there anyway.
Yeah.
Before it got dark and you couldn't see anything anyway.
Oh, we'll have to go and have a look at the light.
And that's it. Because you can't see it like that. There's a lot of electricity on. Anyway, you won't have a good look around. See, you still can't see. I said you haven't heard from Mr. Ellis, I think that means he's not prepared to get, so he's not bothered about coming. Yeah. Is that the way you're reading it?
That's why I'm reading it,
No worry, because I'm not just leaving him there renting it until when forever it goes up. We can't afford it to go up.
I'm disappointed that you've not been back to discuss it.
Yeah, I am.
And to put the position to him. Look, the market's not very good, I know, but we're sitting tenants. We're quite happy to take it on. We'd like to take it on. If we leave, have you got another tenant to come in? You're going to lose £250 a month. And a good £250 a month. You know, not one that he has any hassle in getting.
That's it, you don't have to keep going. I'm not prepared to go on renting it.
No, no.
It's £3,000 a year that could be paid off the place of our own. It's just, I mean, if said, not if I have to rent it, well, I'd have to rent one. But we can't get anything else and we can't afford anything else. We've just got to go on paying it. But when there's so much other things.
As I say, you look at, I mean, this is £250. You look here in the paper and see how much they are.
Yeah, I know, some of them are terrible.
You're talking £260, £280.
I know, £300.
To let. £370. To tax four bedroom house, admittedly. Albion Granary, two bedroom.
That's the one I fancy. If I went anywhere into another flat, I quite fancy going into the Albion.
Two bed, second floor, self contained flat, living room, kitchen, bath, and 12 months, £275 on the third. Armada Close, £280. Norfolk Street, £280.
I wouldn't go into Armada Close, I don't think.
That's furnished, 6 months, £280.
Yeah, well, furnished, you see, they can charge extra.
Norfolk Street, you see, self-contained, principally first floor, flat, two bedrooms, furnished, £280.
You wouldn't want a furnished one now.
No, of course not. But the same.
They are expensive.
£270 or £280, which is the same price as a mortgage.
Which is why now that Bruce and Sheila, when they considered it, one said about renting one in Wisbeach. I said, Bruce can't afford a mortgage, you can't afford to rent one. It's not anything that's worth living in. Well, 50 quid a week ones are about £40 a week and so on. You get what you pay for. Which nowadays isn't a lot, not for that money. I mean, when I was going to have, on Lynn Road there, what was that, 50 a week? I mean, it was
55, was it?
It was clean, that's about all you could say.
Is that the one I'm
I don't know where that is. No, I think she's down Victoria Road somewhere. She won't tell anybody. But I think she lives somewhere down Victoria Road. She's only in a bed sit.
Yeah. I mean, you see her uptown, then.
I know, it's because she's lonely, she just wanders about. She gets up, doesn't want to stay in the bed, sit one room. And she shares a bathroom and a kitchen. She just goes for a walk, at least she's seeing people. And
yeah, but, I mean, the times I've seen her, it's been this end of town rather than that end of town.
I don't
which
think,
just makes
I
me,
just
which just makes me think.
Victoria Road somewhere, but I don't
and she walks to work.
She couldn't do any other. Got a vehicle, she can't walk.
But that just makes me think why, that's what makes me think she's going to walk on.
That she could be. But that weren't a bed sit that I was in for now. She had a bathroom, but it was a kitchen bedroom and it was only tiny, like alcove bedroom.
Oh well, yeah, I've been in one of them. You know, I've seen it.
It was the only one with its own kitchen. The one that I was going to have.
Yeah.
It was right up top and there were the tiny attic bedroom thing was made into it. Not very sort of but it had a cook in the sink.
Yeah.
I'd say that was 50 or something a week and it wasn't worth it really.
No.
Which wasn't that posh, but the only thing I thought about it was safe and it was clean. Needed a bit of personalised, but it was old-fashioned furniture, but it was polished, it was clean. There was a reasonable carpet on the floor and so on.
Mm.
But it wasn't worth £50 a week.
Well, that's what they're going for, though, isn't it? If they can get them for that, that's what they're
well, people are desperate, the bar, they'll have whatever, they have to pay.
Yeah.
When you think that one new draw for, what, was 33,260 a month or something, isn't it? And that's going to be about 240, 250 a month for that one down new draw. £33 worked out
£260,
didn't it?
Oh, the mortgage, you mean?
The mortgage. So it's £250 a month to buy a place.
Yeah.
And they want £280 to rent one. Seems quite ridiculous.
What? So if you're prepared to buy a flat? That's the only thing, isn't it? If you're prepared to buy a flat.
Yeah, but at least you've actually got the property, haven't you? Somebody else to have it. Because if you move in, if you can't sell it, you can always rent it again. Which is what a lot of people are doing with old houses, especially. They buy a house because they've had a child or something, they can't afford to, they can't sell that one, so they rent that out, which pays a mortgage for it, and start again on another mortgage.
You'll be careful when you're renting out.
Definitely in tenants.
Tenants.
That's why it's best to go through an agency or something like White and Eddie's, because they have people that collect them, they have people who have to take up references.
Yeah, but not only that, but I mean.
They have proper leases.
Yeah.
But I mean, after that, they're out.
But it counts towards your income as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, you're taxed on it.
Counts towards your income.
A lot of people are doing it.
Oh, I know, but well, still, come on.
A lot of people are doing it because they just can't. Circumstances, through the job or something, means they've got to go away, or they can't afford, they can't sell them, so they. But I don't know if that would make your income different if you were still paying a mortgage or what. All the money you were getting in was getting paid out again.
I think you'll find it counts towards your income. So, I mean, if you had a job.
Pay them all tax.
You got a job, so.
But I think the expenses when you're.
Earning £10,000 a year, and you're getting £250 a month as well in rent.
Yeah, but you'd be able to claim expenses.
I think so, yeah.
You wouldn't pay the board with taxable.
Oh, I don't know.
Otherwise, probably that's why they are, Dave, because they have to do things like that. Yeah.
That's probably why they're the price they are, £280. Because people have taken
50, 30 quid a week towards a bloody. What, they get stopped off them.
And people have taken out big mortgages like Tina. To pay off the mortgage, they've got to charge
Tina for that little house. I mean, now you'd go. Tina pays £248 a week, a month, £348 a month mortgage on that little house.
Yeah.
I mean, that was bloody 39,000. What was it, 41 when she had it? It was 41, I think. I mean, now they're going for 32. We could afford one like that.
Yeah, we could. There's one coming in there, isn't
there? They don't sell now. They're not selling at all. If you're renting, no, because they can't sell them. It's a nice enough little house, but
I don't like the bedroom situation. For one.
I've had a door and a wall.
I mean, you're straight upstairs and you fall into bed. Handy, I suppose, but in some respects, but. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, in a way, I suppose, as Martina being a non-smoker, and Wiggy being a non-smoker, isn't so bad. But I mean, if you're like us, and I mean, the smoke's
that's
just...
That's why Tina doesn't like people smoking in our house, because it gets into her bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. The smoke would just rise straight up and... straight up into the bedroom. I mean, she doesn't smoke anyway, so I mean...
She doesn't like people smoking in her house. Because she says, I don't want my bedroom smelling the smoke and sheets and everything else.
She would do,
and they have done a bit more to it since Wiggy's been there, in as much as she's had a big curtain put across,
across the top of the stairs, like
all the way across, because they couldn't sleep.
Because of the light in that little...
Because it was light. See, even the patio door light went
straight upstairs.
Straight upstairs. No. Because it's...
Skylight.
No. He's had a blind put up, a special blind, he was spread across the fan light. Which is that curtains, big trap put across it.
Shut
it right off. Because he just wasn't sleeping. So it was broad daylight. She said, oh, he had all that done. Put a trap across the ceiling so that he shut the floor and top off. She said he just couldn't sleep.
With a light?
With a light there. The light and sunshine through the bloody thing. So once he got off, he had a job getting off when when there was sunlight shining through the bloody thing on his face. And then he had a special skylight blind there. Looking at an ordinary one, was lying down. Just be on the runners on the side as well. Just fall down. Yeah, it's got a light frame when you put it along.
Like a Venetian blind in a way, or just or a straight down blind, but at an angle, but on runners to hold.
It's got runners to hold the side, and it's in there, Bill, that's mistaken,
they are.
Won't make anyone use it, the Berlin Society.
They'll
have to pay another mortgage as well.
Yeah, but if she sold it for 32, she'd still owe 9,000, wouldn't she?
Well, she must have paid a bit off, she'd been there about 3 years.
Yeah, say she owes me 9,000 anyway.
Yeah.
But then if they wanted another mortgage, it would be...
they added to it, you see.
They'd probably have a £50,000 mortgage to pay off the existing mortgage on that one and the balance. I mean, they could afford it, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Steve must have paid about £80 every week.
That would cut it down, wouldn't it? I mean, on their earnings, they'd be able to afford it, but if you consider the outgoings as well, then they'd just have £80.
Mind you, saying that, £350 a month to buy a bigger mortgage anyway. Nowadays.
But the interest rate, you'd only buy the same sort of mortgage the team has got on it already.
Yeah, well that's what I mean, they could afford a better property for about 44,000 or whatever, for the same money. Because that's how it's worked out.
No, but she's still owing, if she sold it, she's still owing the balance between the selling price and...
Yeah, so she's got to buy a cheaper one and be added to it.
That'll be added to it, you see.
Just his wages, how much extra they could afford.
That's it.
Well, no, Steve didn't like one. He'd like one with a spare bedroom so the children could come and stuff. I mean, Tina's worried now, she's got his mother coming for Christmas for a fortnight. Where the hell she sleeps? She's got to sleep in the living room.
I'll go there next month. That's about 50, so I don't know.
52, probably get 50.
So you're looking at that.
Hefty mortgage. Tina reckons out of her wages, she's got £96 a week out of her wages, just for mortgage and
expenses.
Expenses that was gone before she started.
Yeah. And then out of Wiggy's, he's got
75, I think,
you pay.
A lot of money gone before you even
start. than the hill than the Kenya Hills of Ireland.
James' car, which is never like that car, ever. She had a nice car before. Chris made her have that, more or less. She didn't want it. She hated it at first, she wouldn't drive it. Noisy and clumsy, she didn't like it at all. She never has been.
Bad car, is it?
She doesn't like it. Never been happy with it. Never. It was Chris's idea to have the diesel one and that model, he talked her into it.
Yeah.
But she hated it at first. She'd do anything rather than drive it at first. I don't know what she had before, but it was a... Then it was quite old. I think it was a car that she'd had for... well looked after, and I'd used to see to it for her, but it was, she'd had it for some years as a result of moving about it, you see. But it was the second car that she'd ever had, sort of thing.
Mm.
She'd had it 5 or 6 years, or something like that. You know, it was about 10-year-old when she got rid of it, something like that.
Yeah.
But see, it was a lovely little car, really. She hated that.
Mm.
Tanks used to call. They hated.
In fact, that one, that Elizabeth Terrace one, is the one I think it is. Which is the one fairly near the end. In that bottom row. Live in the first one, if they still live in the first one, on the corner, on the floor where they moved actually now. They may have done. What a funny feeling they have now. But, they can. Who's that?
Hey, come on.
Nothing else. Somebody kicked you out of bed this morning, Brian? Somebody must have kicked him out of bed this morning. 20 past 10. That ain't bad. At the time, I took a look about now, didn't we?
Yeah.
You haven't sounded?
Don't mind.
No, not at all. I took a look at the old...
Hello, darling. This is the key.
You.
Well, I got the bank, so whatever. And if you make an appointment to view some places, then we'll know what time we've got to do in the shopping and fit it in round taking mum. This afternoon?
In the morning? Oh, yeah, why? Yeah. I mean,
if we could see Second Avenue or New Drove today.
If there's not available, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time. I don't really want to go on a Saturday. I feel like it's Saturday afternoons in Mum.
You want your Saturday afternoons with Helen?
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be absolutely. If I had to go out, then I'd have to go out. And there's was always Saturday morning before I seen Adam, but then Stuart likes to sleep in. But no, I think Saturday's out, really. It's not a day for viewing hours. About Sunday, Mum could come as well.
I don't know where they work on Sunday,
do they? Sunday, oh, yes, people at work all the week then.
Yeah.
It was dark in the evenings, so definitely. That's the only time you can view a property. I mean, unless somebody's living in it, you can't go in the evenings in the winter, can you? And I don't fancy a house that somebody's actually living in. Because then you've got to wait while they're... And it can all fall through because theirs has fallen through, or they can't get out when you want, and that can go on for... Can it not? Sometimes you just can't be out because there's nothing in your price range or that you like that isn't empty, but I prefer them. An empty property so that when we decide and whatever, you can just go. Certainly if it's East Afton Avenue this afternoon or New Grove or something like that today, that's fine, isn't it?
No problem.
Two of them at New Grove are downstairs and one is upstairs. The one upstairs, because it hasn't got a bare window, larger. The upstairs one is slightly larger.
The upstairs one's larger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I've been through number 7, which is an upstairs one. It hasn't got any bare windows. It is the larger. The 2, 5 and 6, which are downstairs.
Who's selling that one? Get 40,000 apiece.
Yeah.
45,000 even apiece.
Yeah.
He's making money by selling those flats, isn't he?
Yeah. The only difference is he's had a few thousand extra because he's got two kitchens and two bathrooms.
Yeah, true. He's had
the fittings.
Yeah, extra to fittings.
But apart from that, an extra bath instead of the other bedroom,
yeah.
And another kitchen instead of a dining room or something. And that's the only difference. Say 3,000-4,000 probably. The extra bits and pieces, that's all. I don't know how many of them there are. Whether there's only them four flats, or whether there's a block and another block and another block of fours down the road, I mean, I don't know.
I can assume there's... you've built that one block.
Well, there might be four blocks of four, or something, I don't know.
Not enough space for it.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know the area better than me.
So they've got their garages down or something?
I have no idea. I know where the council houses are, and you said it's operative, but I mean, I can't visualise how much land there is. I only know that by going to school and thinking another.
Yeah.
Go and have a drive round there, no, on the way. Oh, look where they are. Are they now? No?
Yeah.
Probably should have gone the other way into town, though.
Neither there.
Huh?
Neither here nor there.
Yeah. Well, you could have gone sort of like round the rainbow end. That way on, that's what I meant. Going on the bypass, that end of town. Would have been perhaps a little bit near.
If you look at them first, it might help you to decide whether
whether you want to go and see them.
Whether you want to go and see them or not. You like the position.
I mean, we know where 2nd Avenue is, we know that's...
Well, we know where
it is.
Nice
house.
Well, we don't know.
I mean, you haven't actually looked into it. I know which house it is, with that corner one, and you do, don't you?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think so as well.
It'd be nice just to go and have a quick check.
Just to make sure you like it,
or...
It is the house we're thinking about. We think it is.
You may not like it.
I said as soon as I see it in the paper, though, that looks nice. Where's that? And
not sure.
That one.
It's on here. That one there, right in the corner, yes?
Yeah.
Presumably.
That's it.
That's the one, I thought it was a separate one, actually. I thought it was attached to this, but no, it's not. It's an older property, not got double glazing.
Nice. Nice house though, isn't it?
It's an old site house.
You know, sometimes I like the same.
Yeah,
they've got,
yeah, true, very true.
They've got,
very true.
A nice house.
A bit more there, see the front a bit better.
Yeah. This is the back door flat. This
nice.
One, because it's, yeah. There's the back view, like, I mean, that's a back door, isn't it? So you have the downstairs back and the front stairs go up to the... You can't actually see any stuff. That's definitely a back door.
There's a parking space as well.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of parking space. Outside there's a garden. Car parking in space and commuter driving area, which has been through there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a bad house.
Not that.
I did you think? That's it. John Wright. John Wright's husband.
Oh, yeah.
That one.